So, I am raising money for a charity called Teenage Cancer Trust, which basically look after every person between the ages of 13 and 24 with cancer in the UK and provide support pretty much on every level, from specialist nurses, doctors, equipment, to just giving people a social area within the hospitals. And my aim basically is just to raise as much money as possible. And I've set my target for £5,000, with the kind of aim of, well, I'm climbing Kilimanjaro in the end, and just the aim of doing a bunch of fundraisers up to that to raise money for them.
So why the Teenage Cancer Trust?
So some you kind of get the option with the universities. They run a thing and you go, they go, oh, we have these kind of five charities that you can kind of help organize it with, and they give you a bit of support organizing it with. And one of them was Teenage Cancer Trust, and I was like, I'm still a teenager. It's something that definitely can happen to people, and I do know people who've had cancer in the past who were, you know, my own age. And so it seemed like a good charity to get involved with and involved for.
You've already done a couple of fundraisers already, haven't you?
Yeah, so I on the 28th, I did a 24 hours of physical activity challenge. So I started at 9 p.m. and I finished at 9 p.m. on the 29th. And I was moving for the whole 24 hours, be it running, walking, cycling. I played badminton, went rock climbing. Just moved for the whole 24 hours. It was quite tiring.
And what made you come up with some of these fundraisers? Is that from the university as well? Did you come up with that yourself?
No, so I actually came up with that one myself. I'm quite active, and I've kind of got a lot into running this year. So the ultra marathon was, I didn't expect it. Originally, I did every £10 that was donated in December is a kilometer I'll run on like a run in January. And once it hit 115 kilometers, I was like, right, I might have to turn it down a bit now, because I don't know if I can run that far. But that was where it originally came from. And I've wanted to run an ultra marathon for a few years, so it's kind of just a good push towards it.
Are you going to be doing that by yourself, or will you have someone with you?
So I'm doing it mostly by myself. And I've got some mates and people coming down to join me for like small sections, and just to kind of keep myself occupied. But the whole thing, I would just be done by myself.
And what time are you planning on starting? I'm sure you won't have a finish time yet.
No, I'm aiming for it to take me about 14 hours, but I'm going to start at 4 in the morning, so I'm done at a reasonable time in the evening.
Obviously, the weather's looking a bit not so great, the forecast for next week. Is that going to impact it at all, or are you just going to power through no matter what?
I'm just going to power through it. The wind's dying down a bit on the Monday, so I'm glad about that. But apart from that, it's the Isle of Man in winter. What can you do?
Yeah, I suppose so. And then obviously looking further on as well, you mentioned it a couple of times, you're climbing Kilimanjaro. Is that done through the university, that one?
Yeah, so that's actually organised by the university, and there's a couple of other people who are also raising money for Teenage Cancer Trust also going on that, so.
What are your feelings? I mean, it's in August, isn't it? I think I read on your fundraiser, so
Yeah.
obviously it's course still quite a while away. What's your feelings looking towards that, or how are you planning on training as well, I suppose?
I'm really excited for it. I spend part of my summer in the Dolomites climbing mountains out there. And I'm also planning to do Mount Toubkal in Morocco, which is the highest mountain in North Africa, with one of my friends in March. And honestly, I'm really looking forward to it. I really enjoy hiking and stuff like that. And it's not a technical mountain whatsoever. So it's just a good challenge to kind of push yourself up.
So you're obviously your first year at university, so does that mean you're 18, 19?
I'm 19, yeah.
Wow, so when did you first start doing this kind of adventure-y stuff?
Well, probably started in when I was in year 12. So our summer when we were 17, me and my friends kind of decided to take our first lads' holiday a year early, and we went and we just backpacked around Europe for 2.5 weeks. And that was kind of the start of our adventure stuff. We went up a couple of mountains in Slovenia while we were out there. And I've been, you know, I'm not a stranger to the mountains, really. I've been skiing every year since I was young. But it's a bit different when you're like climbing them rather than just skiing down them. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and then last year with the Dolomites, I just saw a couple of bits online about it. Decided I wanted to go, and me and a couple of friends went up and just spent a week and a half up there. Yeah, just hiking through them all and going up a couple.
Yeah, incredible. And is this something that you're going to be looking to carry on in the future as well? Is this kind of thing that interests you and fundraisers and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I've already done a couple while I was at school. We raised money for, it was the Alzheimer's actually, yeah. It was an Alzheimer's charity for school, and we organised a walk across the island pretty much. I think we raised nearly £2,000 doing that, I want to say. So I've already done a few fundraisers, and then I did Movember with my college football at Lancaster as well, and did a load of fundraisers with them. And I think we raised over £8,000 on that as well. And yeah, I just think it's all, you know, it doesn't take an awful lot of effort to kind of fundraise for some of these things. And, you know, the benefits they kind of give the charities are well worth it.
Amazing causes that you're doing. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Obviously, I don't want to take up too much of your time.
I just like ask people to kind of share the stuff you put out there, you know, just take, if they want to go take a look at my Just Giving page or my Instagram or something like that, and just have a look and even just have a read through what the charity do, because it's well worth knowing what they're about and if they can support in a really good cause.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.